Extended play. Longer than a single, shorter than an album. Two obscure records battle it out. You pick a winner. Extended play. Listen, then vote.
Hey, you're listening to Rock and or Roll, the third episode in a series that I'm calling Extended Play, where I play two rare, obscure EPs from the 80s, and then you can vote on which one you like better. And there's a link in the description and on the blog page and on the Facebook page. It's very easy to vote. You just click on the link and then go click on which release you prefer out of the two EPs that I play on the episode. So this is the third episode. The first two episodes, not very many people have voted. A very tiny percentage of the people listening, as far as I can tell, have voted. And it's very easy to vote. So please, if you prefer one EP over the other, go vote, because it's just part of the fun and part of the concept of these episodes. So right now, Band 19 is defeating The Front by one vote. Personally, I like The Front EP more. I like both of those EPs a lot, but I would vote for The Front. I did vote for The Front, I believe. And then The Ready-Mades versus Secret Service, it's tied. So if you have a preference between The Ready-Mades and Secret Service and you haven't voted yet, please go to that episode, click on the link, and vote. And for this episode, for today's episode, please, I encourage you, after listening, go vote for which of these EPs you like better. These are two very different albums by two very different bands. The first EP we're going to hear is by a band called Boy Wonder. Came out in 1982 on Criminal Records with a K. That's a Cleveland label. This band is from Cleveland. Made up of Scott Hansen on vocals, Tom Kirker on guitar and vocals, Greg Wooten on bass, and a drummer who is listed on the record as Michael Crislin. He is better known today as Michael Cardelloni. He was the drummer in Damn Yankees, the supergroup made up of Tommy Shaw, Jack Blades, Ted Nugent, and then Michael Cardelloni was the unfamous one. And after that, he was the drummer for whatever version of Lynyrd Skynyrd is out there. I believe he might still be playing drums with whatever is called Lynyrd Skynyrd to this day. So yeah, that's one of this band's claims to fame, sort of, is that Michael Cardelloni was the drummer. The other three guys, without Michael, went on to form another band after this called Slam Bamboo. And that band was eventually joined by a keyboard player named Trent Reznor. So that's another sort of claim to fame for this band, Boy Wonder. But the EP we're going to hear today has nothing to do with Trent Reznor or Nine Inch Nails. This is a hard rock record. Slam Bamboo was more of a synth band, I believe. So I found a cool interview with Tom Kirker, who was the guitar player in Boy Wonder and in Slam Bamboo, and I thought I would read you some of what he had to say. So this is a quote from Tom Kirker. "It was really exciting in those days. There was an active scene. There were a lot of bands, and there were a lot of places to play. It was like a series of events. We played a lot of places, but our two main clubs were Peabody's Down Under in the Flats and Fantasy Nightclub. When we would play, especially at Fantasy, it was kind of like our home base, and it was like an event. We would have parties, and we would do giveaways. We had a regular crowd that would follow us around, and it supplemented the people who had heard about us, and it made it really, really fun. The only thing that was kind of a precursor to Boy Wonder was a cover band that I was in called The Notion, and that's where I first met Michael. That was right out of high school. I had become friendly with a guy named Greg Wooten, who was a bass player. I lived in Euclid, and he was in Cleveland Heights, and he was the only bass player that I was ever able to find. I mean, back in those days, everybody was a guitar player. You could not find a bass player to save your life. So when I did come across him, we kept in touch and played with a couple of local people here and there. Once we both graduated high school, we decided this was what we wanted to do for a living. I think that he found an ad in the scene for a band, a working cover band that was looking to add a bass player and second guitar player. So we answered the ad and we went out to the audition. The audition was in Michael's house in his basement. That's where the band rehearsed. That was the first time I met Michael, and he was 17 and I was 18. It's one of those moments where, you know, I played a little bit and I hadn't really gigged, but I had played with a lot of different drummers. We sat down and we started playing with Michael, and as soon as he started playing, Greg and I just looked at each other like, holy crap, this guy is really good. Even at that age, he was leagues ahead of anybody else I had ever played with. He was just a fantastic player and really drove the band. So that was our introduction to gigging life. It was fun and we played a lot of clubs. We played probably 3 to 5 nights a week all over the Ohio-Pennsylvania area. After a while, we just kind of felt that the whole cover band routine had kind of run its course. I had always been a fan and been intrigued by the art of songwriting. I really wanted to do that. I think Greg and Michael felt the same way, so we decided to leave. We left that band and formed Boy Wonder, which started out as a power trio. I was writing the material and co-writing some stuff with Greg, and Michael wrote a few tunes. At that point in time, I just didn't feel that I had the vocal chops to be fronting the band, so we found a guy named Scott Hansen to become the lead vocalist. That went really well, and we became pretty successful. Boy Wonder became a working band, and we were playing out pretty regularly, again in the same geographical area. We ended up doing a 12-inch EP, a 6-song mini-album, that we did at the Recording Connection. We worked with Greg Sipple and Dale Peters, who was the former bass player for the James Gang. We did that, and we continued to play. You know, we were always trying to get the attention of the major record labels, and after a while, it just seemed like things weren't really progressing. We decided to join forces with Danny Powers and Jennifer Lee in Jewel of the Deep. It was in Jewel of the Deep where Michael and Greg and I kind of split up as a performing unit, because Greg and I weren't really feeling like we were creatively fulfilled in Jewel of the Deep, largely because Danny and Jennifer were doing a lot of the writing. I was still seeing myself as someone who wanted to write songs. I wanted to do the songs that I write, and I was becoming more confident as a vocalist. Greg and I kind of felt like it really wasn't a good fit for us, so then we left Jewel of the Deep and Michael stayed for a time. Greg and I formed Slam Bamboo. We did a single called House on Fire that actually got into the local WMMS charts in 86 or 87. That was a real thrill, hearing Kid Leo introduce a song that I wrote and my band played, especially in those days. It was very uncommon for a local band to get a break like that. All right, so let's hear the EP by Boy Wonder. It's a 6-song EP. We're going to hear the songs Incognito, Through Someone Else's Eyes, Dangerous Radius, Time Will Tell, Mystery Girl, and When the Night Falls.
From the world, I pay the untold. No wonder why your pillow's so cold. It's easier when you can look at life through someone else's eyes. I tried to give you all that I could. I did the things I thought that I should.
Blind actor,
by any
Hello, Pantheon Podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have, but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out, because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once, new quick charge function, three customizable sound styles, plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
All right, that was the EP by Boy Wonder. Up next, we're going to hear an EP from the band Boy's Life from Malden, Massachusetts. This record also came out in 1982 on Seiko Records, which was the band's own label. So this band was active from 1979 to 1984. Consisted of John Surratt on vocals and guitar, Chris George on bass, Neil Sugarman on sax, keyboards, and vocals, and Robert Weiner on drums. They were all teenagers when the band formed. They took the band's name from a monthly magazine that was put out by the Boy Scouts of America. And for the first 3 months, they actually played live wearing Boy Scout uniforms. But they eventually wisely scrapped that part of their shtick. So the EP was produced by David Robinson, who played drums for the Modern Lovers and later the Cars. They got some airplay in Boston, and the EP actually topped the Best of the Year poll in the Boston Phoenix local paper. All right, so let's hear the EP by Boy's Life. So by the time the EP came out, Chris George was out of the band, apparently, and guitar player John Surratt played some of the bass, and they had couple other guest bass guitarists, Rob Johnson and Jeff Sugarman, but the band was just a three-piece, apparently, by the time this record came out in 82. So this is a six-song EP as well by Boy's Life. We're going to hear the songs It Came From Here, Water, From A to Z, Happy People, True Believers, and Person I Want to Be. Everything.
love the victim in the sights, or the terrorists with our guns. How long to be fighting fire with fire? All we get is more fire. When do we find the water? It's getting too hot in my head. All I see and read runs red. I wanna be on the side that's right, but only hate comes out of the fire. How long to be fighting fire with fire? All we get is more fire. Such rage and hate, revenge in the pain seem like fate. How long do we fight fire with fire? All we get is more fire. When do we find the water? Fight fire, 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 fire.
doctor. He'll tell you what to do. Get it over a disaster that happened a year ago. Today's almost over. A few more hours to go.
Always laughing and joking. The life of the party. I wanted to
All right, so that was the EP by Boys Life. Basically, they were a Boston band, part of the Boston punk new wave scene. So now we heard two very different EPs by two East Coast bands. Both came out in 82. And now it's your turn to vote. Which EP do you prefer? Boy Wonder or Boys Life? There's a link in the episode description. There's a link on the blog page, the Rock and or Roll blog page. There's a link on the Rock and or Roll Facebook page. So please, after listening to this episode, please go vote for which EP you liked better, Boy Wonder or Boys Life.
Extended play, longer than a single, shorter than an album. Two obscure records battle it out. You pick a winner. Extended play. Listen, then vote.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.